Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Southern Charm, Montego Bay. I've been there in Jamaica, and I love watching this because I'm like, I did that Dunn's River Falls excursion as
Oh, yeah.
well. So it's fun to see this Jamaica trip, but also tons of drama. I didn't have this drama when I went, so
It's good.
peak dinner scenes here. The Southern Charm's been doing really good this season with the dinner scenes.
Well, and what I love about these dinner scenes is you can tell how drunk some of them are, so it's just even fucking sloppier than it needs to be. But this has been such a chaotic vacation for them.
Yeah, super chaotic. And I think I might have some unpopular opinions this episode or these
All
episodes.
right, give them.
I think that Taylor needs to get over it. I think that it's kind of ridiculous that we're still talking about it. I also think at this point, it doesn't fucking matter if she slept with him or not. You can just say, well, I don't want to be your friend because I still think you did and I don't trust you. Like, we don't need to move. Like, I don't think, I think a lot of this is because Taylor's dealing with a lot of other, like, more important traumas in her life. I'm not saying that what, I'm sorry, Olivia. I'm
Sorry,
not
Olivia.
saying that Taylor is not in the wrong for betraying her friend like this. But this is gonna sound so fucked up. When Olivia saw her overheard Taylor FaceTiming her brother and she was saying like they barely even dated. I'm like, that's what I've been saying. Like, did they even really? I understand that it was enough and it's still fucked up as a friend. I wouldn't do what Taylor Ann did.
See,
But it's just, I'm just over it.
no, and I get it. Like, I don't think Austin and Olivia were that serious, but it's one thing if you hear like a Whitney say, well, they never really were boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right.
But hearing Taylor, I think Taylor is the sole fucking reason this whole thing is dragging out. All she had to say from the get-go is, hey, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I'm really sorry. She keeps saying, but
Right.
this. But that, so I think Olivia can smell all of Taylor's four apologies as bullshit. Everyone
Yeah.
can. Just don't say, but, well, you guys were never together. Just say, it was fucked up. I'm sorry. Should have never happened. Case closed. I know Austin's getting some shit, but he's been through this. He knows how to do it. You say sorry, you shut the fuck up. You wait for the next scandal to come around, get the heat off of you. They'll never remember this. Olivia just wants this constant or immediate, like, forgiveness. And you know what? Just because you say sorry doesn't mean that the person has to forgive you. Like, it's not the rules. They could just never forgive you, no matter how many times they apologize. She doesn't owe you an apology. And I'm sorry you're bawling because she said she hated you. Grow the fuck up. You're 30 years old. My God. And stop drinking for a little bit. You're slurring your
Yeah.
fucking words too.
And
No
I
shame
agree
to
with
drinking,
everything you
but.
just said. Like I am like I agree with all that, and I still think that Olivia is doing her part of dragging this out. It's like, yeah, if Taylor would have, I still think that if Taylor would have done some type of ownership and actually apologized in the correct way, that probably still wouldn't be enough because I'm gonna tell you, Austin hasn't done a great job of apologizing and taking ownership. And she has
No,
moved on with
never.
Austin separately. Like they've been, like she's been kikiing with him outside of, and I'm like, what? Like, and we've all kind of been there. I always say we've all been there. It's like I'm like tattling on myself that I've been there, but it's like where you break up and or he does you dirty and you still are like wanting to hang out with him, but like you're embarrassed about it, so you're not telling your friends, but like you're on a television show, so like we're seeing it. So it's hard for me with how it's like Olivia, I guess I'm just tired of it. And I also did not like how, which Taylor was making me roll my eyes the entire time. She's like standing up screaming and like, and I'm like, Madison, what do you mean? Like, you're happy that she's stood up for herself and what? It
Oh,
doesn't
I
matter.
was
People still didn't
embarrassed.
fucking believe her. So what do you mean? You know, like, get them saying like they don't believe that they didn't sleep together. But I would never, ever be saying, you're lying. Yes, you did. Yes, you
Yeah, I
did. You
mean,
know, it's so weird to me, like that you all are so obsessed on this detail that they slept together. It's bad, okay? They hooked up, whatever that fucking means. They made out. Like, I get that. And it's also the small detail of like, oh, that you all talk to your families about it. It's like, I literally talked to my sister. I literally talked to my brother. I understand what they're saying with that too. It's like, no, I didn't talk to my fucking parents about it because we weren't really going to fucking date. I talked to someone that wasn't in the friend group that wouldn't run their fucking mouth about it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just screams to me that Olivia just still likes Austin. And that's what's sad about it. Like, I feel like Olivia's in a vulnerable state because of her brother.
She doesn't want to admit how much she really does like
Yes,
Austin. And
still.
then on top of it, you have Taylor saying, well, they never even really were
Right,
together.
right.
I don't regret, like, Taylor, you're fucking stupid. I'm sorry,
That
but you
was
are.
bad.
I regret nothing.
Oh,
Okay, like, what do
that
you
was
think is
bad.
happening? Like, come on. Like,
I
she's
mean,
also not, she's 100% own up to, I don't even care if they like really hooked up or whatever. You're not even telling your family the whole truth of why Olivia doesn't like you right now. Like,
well,
you're downplaying it
Mia.
so much. And just also, she should have never brought up Olivia's brother either. I mean, I've never seen that table with all of those loudmouths so fucking quiet. Like, you could hear a pin drop.
And not even to instantly like
Say
say, I'm
sorry.
so sorry.
Oh my God.
When every like Benita's commentary during this whole time was making me LOL.
She was like, oh no, don't do that.
Especially when she clapped when Taylor, she said, oh, not a clap. Like, yeah, like, what are you? Why are you so angry about this? Like, I understand why she's angry. I understand why she's, but I'm like, you don't really have. Like, no one's gonna feel bad for you. And your looks like you're feeling,
I
and
think
her saying, like, I'm being verbally abused. It's like,
don't use that
okay,
word. That's
don't.
not it. I get it. You're frustrated. She won't accept your apology, but
Doesn't
you know
have
what?
to.
Yeah, she doesn't have to. And you know what? Maybe 6 months from now, you guys are going to be fine, but be civil for now. Stop putting your foot in your mouth. Just let it go. Accept it is for what it is right now.
She needs to sit back and be patient. She should have just said her apology and just leave it instead of this constantly expecting it to go right back to the way it was. It's not going to happen like that. So, like, I feel like Taylor's like got herself in the situation. Austin too. I just think that I don't like that Olivia's not really being honest of like, look, I still have feelings for Austin because I want to say this. When she was telling the girls that Austin said that he still loved her, not saying it in that way, the way I saw it, I felt like it was like a, I'll always have love for you. Like I still love you. Like it's, I'm always going to be there for you no matter what we go through. Like I did not get the sense of when he said that he was meaning in any type of way. And for her to take it like that tells me again that she, it's sad. Like,
It is.
she
Well,
obviously really, you know,
and I
cared
think
for him.
Austin is so good at doing this too. Like, how many
Yeah,
times
that's
have
very
we
true.
seen? And like,
Slimy.
I'm not the biggest Austin's fan. Do I think he's a horrible human being? No, but I think at some point you gotta man up. Stop saying, I'm not ready for a relationship. What the fuck do you mean? It's been 8 seasons that you've been on this show and you
How
say
old are
this every
you?
single time, but you're always infatuated with some girl, grow up and stop leading people on. You know, if Olivia is sending you these mixed messages and you know it's because she's kind of in not a good place, shut it down. That's
She's
what a good human
crazy.
is.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think that Austin's intentions are bad during this whole Olivia situation with him talking to her and hanging out with her while she's grieving. But I do think it is affect it's muddying the waters, and
100%, because
her
he's
and
confused
him
too.
and Taylor should just leave Olivia the fuck alone.
And Austin, for that matter. Just, and
Yeah,
Shep.
everyone just needs yes. I do want to say ask you a question, Leah.
Oh boy.
If you're Taylor, what would Jesus do in your situation? Stay quiet. What cancer is that? Well, she's like, I've been trying. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Ooh, Jesus, what? I'm like, I know your ass has been trying to keep your shit to yourself, to keep fucking lying. I feel like that was such a wild, like this whole idea that she is some little perfect Christian girl and she's constantly talking about it in the same episodes of her acting the way she's acting is great for me.
You know,
Love.
I think it was Reddit. Someone's like, you know, I actually see a lot more why Shep and Taylor were together. They're a lot more similar than she that
Oh my
we
God.
thought from the get-go.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, and we have to remember, we didn't know Taylor before. Like, Shep just brought her in. They were dating. You know, it wasn't like this, warm up. It was like, oh no, Shep's got this new girlfriend and she's great. And wow, I've never seen Shep really so happy. I think, this is the one. But we never, I mean, everyone talked about how great Taylor was. And why is Shep not wifing her up? What we also should be wondering, what is it? What's up with Taylor that she would go for Shep? And at this point, still wanting Shep. I also talk about Jarrett Thomas, JT.
Oh,
Did you know that was his name?
no, I did not know that.
When I watched Watch What Happens Live, it said when he was on there with Vanita. By the way, side note on Watch What Happens Live, I went back and watched the Meredith Marks and Corey,
How was it?
and watch. It's worth watching.
Okay. I got some time. I got some time. I can
Yeah,
go
just
back.
for Meredith because it's kind of funny. Even though I think she's gonna be, what's the word? Exonerated from all the stuff that's going on. And that is probably on
Oh,
Monica, but is that the right word?
yeah.
Yeah. But it's worth a watch because it was kind of funny. It's just similar to how in that one where it was like she's getting ragged on the whole time. It's like all about making fun of her. It was like, oh, that's so awkward. It was kind of like that again. Anyway, back to the show. So, JT, there's been a lot coming out about his from his ex-girlfriend that's like he's a fucking loser and he's this and
Well,
that and
sorry, I could have told you
yeah.
that. I'm
Well,
sorry.
I'm just
Sorry,
telling
I'm
you.
a JT hater. I know people like him. I don't. Sorry, listeners, if you do.
Do you think there's I think that people the same people that like him are the same population that are like the casual Big Brother watchers, you know? Like can't
He's.
not like not smart enough to see through the bullshit.
Well, like this thing with Taylor,
Oh my
so
God.
many people or other women, they're like, wow, he's sticking up for him. He wants to fuck Taylor. That is
It's really
literally
cringy.
the sole reason why he's being so defensive. He's like, I do all these things for her. We're so great. Why aren't we a couple? Like, it's cringy. It's some like savior shit that I see through it. I do like people challenging Austin though,
Big
and Shep,
TV, and he
because they
looks
need that
stupid.
shit.
Yeah.
And not just Craig, because they always just shit on Craig. So, but which she deserves it sometimes. I will. I'm not a Craig stan either, but I'm not a JD fan.
Think he is a good addition, and I think he is good
Yes.
TV.
Good TV.
I like that he is trying so hard, like because that usually brings some type of good TV. I completely agree with you. He has, I know so many JTs, and it's like, oh, the good guys finish last. I'm like, you're a fucking fake good guy. Like, I don't. No, and he is. I'm sorry, but he needs to drop Rod as a friend for even saying that there is something between you and Taylor Ann. I'm like, are we really gonna start calling this bitch Taylor Ann? I don't know if you noticed that they
Not.
put her name on as Taylor Ann. No, it's Taylor. I'm not gonna throw it. I mean, I have a few times this episode, but yeah, JT. I like the back and forth between him and Austin, but like I feel like Austin kind of eats him up, so it's kind of funny. But I like that he's challenging Austin because I mean, a lot of what he's saying is right. I just think that he's doing it for the look and not really to stand on it, you know? I
If
also want to say, oh, go ahead.
no, yeah, if he didn't want to date Taylor, I would be like, fuck yeah, he's
Oh yeah, but that's his
there.
motivation.
Yeah, there's ulterior motives for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, the back and forth from Madison and Austin, him telling her to hush, like I would fucking lose my shit. Don't fucking hush me. But I was also dying when she said, "You're a sloppy mess." He said, "You're a sloppy mess, and you always will be." I'm like, y'all are
They
killing
have,
me.
because
It's
those two
so
have like
funny.
real disdain for each other, so I'm here for it.
Toxic, toxic. And her hair, I was like kind of laughing because I feel like her hair didn't look good. It was like so, and she was also really drunk and hiccuping. I was loving the back and
I'm
forth.
liking Madison a little more this season than I normally care to like her.
Yeah, she has her moments where I'm like, ugh.
When she's not trying to be that, Stepford wife type of perfect wife shit this season, I'm enjoying her when
Yeah,
she's
I
not
don't need to
doing
hear
that
about
type
her
shit.
wife shit. Like, I don't need to hear about it. Well, speaking of the wife shit, they had their little dinner party. Craig, Paige, Madison, and Madison's husband. I can't think of what his name is, but
I don't remember either. What the hell
yeah,
is his
because
name?
he's not really memorable.
No.
But what is gonna go happen with Paige and Craig? Because I was shocked when on the vacation he said to Madison, well, if she doesn't move, I guess. And then when he talks to Paige, he says, I mean, I'm at the point where, thanks to you, I'm really settled. And if it doesn't work out, basically, I'm going to be okay. And I'm like, whoa,
Who the
what a
fuck is this
weird.
Craig?
But I also, okay, this is honestly what my mind went to. Craig's a manipulative little liar. He knows what he's doing. He's trying to
Yeah.
get Paige to
He's
be
scaring
like,
her.
you know? And it also kills me when they're talking about how JT was saying how Austin is a bad liar and he's just bad liar. And Craig's like, yeah, they can't keep up with their stories. You know, it's just bad, you know, blah, blah, blah. As a lawyer, I'm like, no, motherfucker, you're a liar. And that's how you fucking know how to get how it's not good lying or how,
Yeah.
like, don't. I don't want to hear. You're not a fucking lawyer just because you went to law school. You're not a fucking lawyer. So,
Yeah.
anyway, I will always take the time to throw in that Craig
He's
is a
not a
fucking
lawyer.
liar.
Yeah. He lied. He lied about being a lawyer.
But yeah, what do you think is going to happen with Paige and Craig? Because Craig is pretty adamant that he's not moving to New York.
Yeah.
I don't see Paige moving to Charleston ever.
No. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, she can still do, both of them can still do whatever they're currently doing right now. job wise that's not Bravo in the respective cities. Unless she makes it as a full time cast member on Southern Charm, I don't know. They're both so like, I don't know how many times we can have this conversation if on screen with them of what are we going to do? Are we going to move in together? Are we going to do distance? Well, you don't have to move in together to live, to be together or whatever it is. But I don't know. If you guys are just only always going to do long distance, then just fucking say that. I'm not having this. Who's moving to New York? Who's moving to Charleston? Because I don't see either of them budging. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking about as you were talking about Paige becoming a full cast member with Southern Charm? If Craig does end up moving to New York and they get married, she could become a real housewife in New York. She could, you know, there could be other options. Because I don't see Summer House lasting forever. I see it.
No.
Them just maybe having more of the Martha's Vineyard. I just, Southern Charm. I
mean, and
Summer House losing it.
Freaking Craig does not do good when he's
not.
He does better for like scheduled filming than he does with like a Summer House
situation. Oh yeah, yeah. We saw the deep cuts of Craig being a fucking asshole and causing a mess and a ruckus. And and I know that that's still the Craig. He just knows how to show up when it's time to film. Yeah. But those cameras on Summer House, they get you, baby. But what a, okay, I going back to the Olivia and Taylor situation, I did want to say, when she was FaceTiming her brother, the things she was saying, I mean, I think she was saying it out of just anger, and she wasn't expecting anyone to be hearing her. It's her family. You say things you don't fully mean in the heat of the, like, I do believe all that. It was very unfortunate, though, that Olivia overheard that. I mean, that's just like I, everything she said, I'm like, I would expect anyone in that situation to probably vent to their family, someone about this and be extra bad, you know?
And
really a lot.
That's why you need to get better on camera. Lisa Barlow fell victim to the hot mic moment. Would she have ever said that in front of Meredith?
No.
Absolutely fucking not. That's what happens when you're on TV. You take those chances. So
I'm just shocked that she was literally on her balcony or with the
door right next to her.
I'm like, literally, you dumb fucking bitch.
That was really incredible of Olivia. I'd be like, are you fucking stupid? I'm literally right next door. I can hear everything that you're saying.
And for her to not be like, she just goes right back to talking to her brother. He's like, you didn't do anything wrong, Taylor Ann.
Which I believe that is the brother that Taylor is talking to. I think that is the brother that ends
one that
up
passed away.
Passes away.
Which that's awful. Sucks,
but yeah.
That's so awful.
Yeah.
But it's still like, again, separate from all that.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunate. I don't want to be like, I can't believe, like, that was wrong of her to say all that, because
putting myself in those shoes. Gotta be better at filming.
And I'm like, come on. Like, the camera's right there, so you know you're being filmed, but also you're going to be outside, so that even though, yeah, you're being filmed, they'll be showed later. You're making it to where you're getting caught now, not even, like, later on for the reunion.
And now, all that stuff you said at dinner about
bullshit,
all the apologies, no, not a single person's believing you anymore.
Yeah. So. Even though I am such a believer of, with the people that we're really close with, like her brother, when you're upset, you're going to say shit you don't mean. I don't think she fully meant all of that, but she did mean to an extent. She does not think that she did anything wrong. She does think that they weren't really that close. That's why, that's how she's justifying this, which is like the root of the issue of this. It's like, you need to at least realize that that wasn't a girl's girl thing. I mean, that wasn't a good friend of me to, I shouldn't have done that, or I should have talked to Olivia about it first. But because she can't even get there, it's like she just told on herself of why she can't get there. It's because you still
Aren't
don't even
seeing,
think it was, even though me on the outside, not being their friend, I'm like, I mean, I agree, they weren't really dating. If you're her friend, they dated enough. Like, they dated enough.
and I think that's it is stop justifying, trying to make any justification. Just say, fucked up. I'm sorry. She's dragging this out because it's always, but this. She's hearing all these buts from other people, you know.
She doesn't want to look like the bad girl, the bad
And
guy. She is.
yeah.
Well,
And
awesomeness
Taylor,
too. We're
yeah,
not
and
forgetting.
Taylor, you can keep apologizing. If she's not ready to accept your apology, that's okay. If you genuinely are apologizing to her, she doesn't accept it, then you walk away and say, I did what I could. If we're not friends anymore, we're not friends anymore. It is what it is.
But I've never had a friend tell me that they hate me. She's like, you said that you hated me and that you blah, 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 blah. She's like, yeah, I said this, and that. All true. I do hate you. Like, ooh, you don't actually hate her. Like, that's the
No.
shit that I'm like,
It's
the
the.
one that Taylor is taking that seriously and making her like crying about it when you should be able to realize what you did and acknowledge that. I know she's not serious, but she's obviously really mad, and I'm clearly not apologizing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I
And I
it's
think
just
that was Olivia's like, well, I'm not fucking backing down. She's not twisting this shit on me.
manipulation.
Yeah. Which, like I said, her and Chef together makes so much more sense. She's not just this bubbly, cute little innocent Christian girl. No. And just hearing how, like, the other stuff with Shep, where she's,
Booty call out
yeah,
here
wanting to come over when he's got girls
and
over
bringing
to
her
his.
dog
Yeah.
over, like, because he's got a
He's
doggy
got
door.
girls
Okay.
over and she wants to kind of fuck that up, whatever. Yeah.
Get this
Maybe.
girl into some therapy.
Yeah.
Get her out of church
Your
and get her into
worth is
therapy.
more than a man, especially Austin, JT, or Chef. Your worth is way
She
more than
at
all
least
of
gets it
them.
that she shouldn't be with JT.
Oh.
Like, God damn, what is wrong with you, Taylor? But apparently she's with some new guy, so wonder how that's going. But yeah, so far so good. We have the finale, which it looks like Taylor Ann is gonna say that she still wants to be with Shep, unless the edit is fooling us. And we also see a little bit of a physical fight altercation between JT and Austin. We see
Which,
Austin straight up push JT, tiny
know
little
what?
JT. I'm excited for it.
JT's been prodding and prodding and prodding, so you know.
It sounds like you wanted to be pushed. Like, you are really, I'm like, you, everyone talks about how tall Austin is. And, we never see, but I could tell JT's a shoddy. So I'm very surprised that he's gonna buck up this much, but he's trying to look good for Taylor. And so we'll see. But I'm
Yeah,
excited.
and then I cannot wait to see what the reunion trailer looks
I
like
know.
because
I know.
do they? I don't know if I saw them filming for that yet.
Yeah,
Did
they
they?
did.
They did. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting all these reunions muddled together.
But I don't remember seeing reunion looks, but I'm like 90% sure they did
They
film.
had to have,
I mean, they
right?
had to have. Yeah. The last episode is next week. Yeah. I feel like I saw that they were filming like Thanksgiving around that
Unless,
or something.
because is the filming next week? Because I don't think
You think it's
Housewives,
skipping until next year?
yeah, because I don't think Housewives is until not the 26th, but the following week.
Well, let's see.
A
Let's
week without
see.
reality TV is going to be
I
devastating
know.
to me.
Oh, Yeah, the next, the finale is not until January 4th.
Well,
So,
that's actually kind of good for us. So we're going to be like all caught up by the time the
I
finale
know,
airs.
I'm just sad about that, but it's okay. I mean, I have other shows that I'm catching up on that are not live, so I'll do that. I also want to catch up on House of Villains. I stopped once Tiffany got out, but I need to get on there.
It's good. I watched
No,
the
and I love
finale.
Tanisha, and oh, the finale already happened. Oh.
Yeah, the finale was last
Oh
night.
my goodness.
It was good.
I like want to know who won. I'm predicting either like Tanisha or like Johnny Fairplay or I did see a spoiler that Bobby's out, which sucks.
They did
Oh,
film,
Johnny Bananas,
sorry.
I forgot about. Oh God.
They did film the reunion. I looked at Reddit. They have the like reunion seating chart, all of that
Yeah.
out. So
What is
I don't know
Olivia
why I
and Taylor
totally
first shares?
it. No, it's Shep and Craig. No.
Wait, what? What's up with that?
Why Craig? Why Craig? It should be Olivia and Taylor.
Getting his head too fucking big. I swear they're gonna act like Craig. Like they act like Craig is just the god of Bravo over here.
Oh
People
my God, I
love
see
Craig.
so
It
many
drives me
tweets.
nuts.
He's the most like made the
Marriage
most
material or
improvement, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. No. No.
Do I
None of
think
these men
he's
deserve that award.
the best out of the guys on the show for
Yeah.
My Straight Tee for calling the guys out on their bad behavior? Yes. But that doesn't mean he's improved. Nothing like
Yeah.
that.
No, that's super
If
annoying.
you listeners, if you haven't realized, we don't like a lot of the males on the shows that we watch.
Don't like a lot of
Sorry,
men,
not sorry.
period, TBH. I would go harder on the men. They have an easier life, so especially the
Right.
Peter Pan men. The only man I love in reality TV is John Barlow, bitches. I
Yes.
who love me some John Barlow. Never heard any scandals about John Barlow. He rides for his wife. I need some Vita tequila. All right. We are also podcasting Southern Hospitality. Just rehashed the first few episodes of that amazing show. If you have not watched it, Leva has a bar, restaurant, lounge, whatever, called Republic, and it takes place there of all of her employees.
You'll
Lots of
see some
drama.
crossover.
Yes, there's definitely some crossover. And it's kind of like a mix between Southern Charm and Vanderpump in a weird way, but not. It does take place in Charleston. Highly recommend, only on season two. You should watch season one though as well. We are also rehashing Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which we did rehash the last couple episodes this week. Maybe it was
I
this
think we're
week,
just
Sunday
one,
or Monday.
whatever Tuesday's episode was, we're just one behind on that. So,
And we have the Survivor finale to rehash. We got to finish that out. Very pleased with the winner. So I'm excited to talk about Survivor and close that out. Do we have any shows coming up soon?
Vanderpump is back in January. Survivor will be back in a couple of months.
Yeah, it's
I
always
think they said
on.
a start date, but I can't remember. Summer House is usually, I bet you'll be early to mid-February, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm honestly, I get anxious thinking about watching that. Like,
I'm gonna be so sad watching it.
so I think I saw that there was like a clip going around like Summer House coming back, whatever,
Coming soon, yeah.
coming soon. I couldn't, and I saw it was only like a 7 second or some like really short clip. I didn't even want to watch it for fear that it was going to show something about Lindsay and Carl and make me sad. And I was reading the comments And I was like, okay, this would be boost if it was. So I finally, I was like, okay, yeah, it was just like them partying or something. But I was like, so like, I'm like, how am I gonna watch this knowing what's gonna happen? Like, I mean, I can only imagine how Lindsay feels. But I saw her on Watch What Happens Live in the audience for JT and Vanita. No, it wasn't JT and Vanita. It was Tom Schwartz and Whitney Rose, Whitney Wild Rose. And
I did watch that. Did I watch that one?
she was obviously asked questions by Andy about, like, are you seeing Johnny Bananas? She's like, absolutely not, but she is getting laid and seeing people, so happy for her. She's like, so good. It just sucks, but we will be rehashing Summer House because why not? But it just makes me like anxious thinking about it.
Definitely will
Real
be
life
doing
shit.
that. Vanderpump, I'm
Oh
excited.
my God, I'm so excited.
That
And then did you see
trailer.
that Sheena already said that she didn't actually? So if you haven't, if you've been living under a fucking rock and
Oof,
you don't watch
Sheena.
Vanderpump and you don't keep up with social media to see that there was a trailer drop. In the trailer, Sheena, it's Tom Schwartz says that him and Sheena made out or kissed in nothing,
Yeah, it was
Mexico,
Vegas.
oh,
Vegas.
Vegas. And everyone's like, oh, you know, because white, what the fuck? But also, typical fucking Sheena. In my mind, I'm like, of course Sheena did that. And
Oh,
of course
yeah.
Sheena's gonna make this all about her. And of course, whatever. Now people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you like did that. And Sheena's like, I didn't actually. You'll just have to wait and see. And it's like, who
Which,
keep putting that
you know
on? And
what?
also, don't even fucking say shit.
Every time something shitty that Sheena has done, she's always used that fucking excuses. Just wait till you see. It's not all as what you.
Not what
It's
it
not as
always
what it
appears to
seems.
be. Yeah.
Like this whole fucking past season, anytime she was sh a fucking bitch to, sorry, to Katie, she's like, you don't really know. It's like, that's her excuse. Like,
Mind did
okay, I
not
don't,
change.
yeah. I believe
Nope.
it is exactly as it was that you guys
Because
did
I have
probably
two
fucking make
fucking
out.
eyes. Oh yeah, that they made. Oh, yeah. Why would Tom Schwartz lie about that? But I mean,
Which makes
but
sense
also it could be that the edit just
why
was shitty. But
she does always dislike Katie because she had this guilty freaking conscience this whole time.
She had a thing for Schwartz. That's why she's always Team Schwartz over Katie, which is, it's like super shitty if that's what happened. And also this whole Lala being envious and jealous of Ariana and feel like, oh, since when did getting cheated on made you God? So excited to
Really
see this drama, especially when I saw Ariana on Watch What Happens Live, which was very good.
good.
And she said that, I think she said that Lala or Sheena cry the most. I think Lala cries the most and that Sheena is in like the hot seat or something. I don't know, something like
Like
that.
she's like the
But
biggest
she's
like
pot
shit
stir or
stir
something.
pot stirrer, yeah.
But that Katie was the most loyal. And I was like, good. Love that. Because I need them to be good from opening this sandwich shop.
I'm here for redemption, Katie
Yeah.
Maloney.
I'm also
She's
not
it's
turning against Ariana. Like, I don't
no.
know what this vibe is that's going
No, I
around.
am team redemption for Katie Maloney.
Yes.
She's been shit on for
Yes.
far too long in this show and fuck Schwartz.
And she's also doing it for us emo girls. So keep doing it, Katie. Music kills Kate. Yeah. So much to come in the new year, 2024. So anything else though before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.